Blog Talk Radio.
Deliver us, Lord, from all that is evil, and grant us peace in our days. In your mercy, keep us free from sin, and protect us from all anxiety, as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Your kids singing that. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Different, but I liked it. I liked it. So how are y'all doing today anyway?
Good.
Staying warm?
Oh, no, it's cold.
It is. It's
cold.
It is. Yeah. It got up to 39 degrees today.
I'm not sure what it is here. I haven't checked.
It's cold. That's close enough. That's all you need to know.
That's right.
It's cold. It's cold. And it's not just cold. The thing that makes it feel more invasive is that it's raining. They've got snow up in Atlanta. It's snowing in Atlanta.
Oh,
it's snowing at Shauna's house. It's just raining like banshee here. God's pouring it out in buckets, and the wind is blowing, and it's like, okay, fine. How long is this going to last? Who knows?
Right. No kidding.
I was going to go out and turn my car around so it would be ready for when I needed to go to town. Because I've got to mail that form, if it ever gets here, that Fred sent for the car. And it's like, well, it's raining now, and I am not going to get stuck in a hole because everybody's gone. There's no neighbors to go to for help. So,
oh, boy, that's bad.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Interesting, eh?
Yeah.
So I have to not do that. And I have to wait until it gets dry enough to turn the car around, because me and backing up don't get along in this life. And I really don't need, I've got a water drainage ditch on each side of the driveway. I don't need to end up in one of those because I'll be stuck there. Nobody here to pull me out. So same thing as why I can't turn the car around yet. I can't back down the driveway yet. Plus, it's at such an angle that you can't see out the back window to tell where you are.
Right.
Because when you're at the top of the driveway here and you start to back down, you can't see the road.
Oh, no, that's not good at all.
No, the driveway slopes so much, you can't see where you're going. And that's not good for me.
Mm-mm.
With backing up?
No.
No, not, not good at all. So.
Well, if you back up, can you turn it around and go out frontward instead of backing up?
No, what I have to do is from where I am, I park, you know, on the downside of in front of the house because that's where the gravel is.
Yeah.
As long as I'm there, I'm okay. When I need to back up, I pull forward and turn around in the backyard. I do a three-point turn so I don't have to go very far into the backyard. And then I'm pointing down the hill, and that works great. I go out, start the car, and away I go. But when it's wet, you pull into that backyard where nobody drives very often. I've already got great big hoose holes in the front yard where Mike tried to turn that big old 26-foot moving truck around when it was fully loaded.
Uh-huh.
I put all the dirt and the grass divots and everything back in those things, and it doesn't even begin to fill them up. It's about, well, one of them is probably, it's almost full. It's about three-quarters to four-fifths of the way full. The other one's half full. The two in the front tires, I don't know what happened to the dirt that came out of them. You can't see it. It's not even laying on top of the grass. You can't see it. So it's kind of like, okay, I got to start buying garden dirt. Luckily, it's cheap. It doesn't cost you very much to buy garden dirt, so I can do that. But it's kind of like, I looked at that and I went, okay, Mike, I should make you drive the 2,000 miles to come, well, it's 2,200 from Spokane, to come out here and fill up the holes you made.
I
can't do that to him.
Well,
he's got a really bad back, so I can't do that.
Well, you better pack that dirt well.
Oh, the rain will do that for me, honey. If I don't do it, the rain will do it. So,
don't get a big storm and wash it away.
Well, if the grass grows back over top of it again, it ain't going anywhere. And I've got grass.
That's going to be too much. That's going to be too much. So.
Yeah, but that's okay. I've got seed. And I'm about the time it gets warm enough, that seed will sprout and anchor down that dirt. And I'm thinking about somehow getting a drainage channel in so that those depressions, I guess you can call them.
Yeah.
Because there are depressions in front of it from the edge of where he was digging to the driveway. There's depressions. And, man, I walked out there last night, and I was walking through mud puddles just to get away from the front porch. So it's kind of like, okay, I got to do something about this. This can't stay this way. But I've got an edger, I've got a shovel, and I've got two different kinds of rakes. So I've got a hoe. So it's like, okay, it just has to be warm enough to go out there to work and do it. It's cold. So,
I understand.
Oh, baby, it's cold outside.
That's right. Wow.
Yeah, honey, it's cold outside. Yeah, so I really don't want to become a frozen statue in my front yard, so I got to wait until it gets a little warmer and a little drier.
Right.
Besides, I got to buy some dirt. I think I'll buy some dirt and some sand if I get some heavy sand or some gravel. You know, buy a bag of gravel to mix with it or something. Get that stuff anchored down in there. It'll work. Anything's better than seeing these big old holes in the front yard that I can't do anything about, so I'm going to fill them up.
Right.
There we go. Then I have to take the rake and rake the grass out of from in front of the culvert at the bottom of the driveway, because the grass is built out so that the water doesn't run down and strew the culvert down to the lake. The frogs right. like it.
The frogs
I don't mind
do?
Frogs. Yeah, they're in there in that water, and as long as it don't freeze, they're just happy as clams. Not a problem.
Good.
When it gets warmer, though, if the frogs stay there, the snakes will be there. So I got to get that water to drain it.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, I know all this stuff. I just have to go and do it. My problem is being by myself to do it, and I'm the only one to do it because I'm not asking my neighbors to help me. I'm not going there. I have been rebuffed. Well, I have been rebuffed by my neighbor across the street, and I am just not going to. I'm not going there. I'm not going to make people feel put upon. You know what I mean? If I can't do it myself,
yeah, I know.
I'll either hire somebody to do it or it won't get done. It's that simple. It's really simple.
Right.
So anyway, kids, welcome to the Sunday Gospel. 2 hours. I call it the Gospel Hour, but it's 2 hours. And I love the Gospel Hour because we can play all kinds of stuff. There are so many different kinds of gospel by so many artists. You know, if I had opted to not start a gospel show, we'd be missing a whole mountain of music. So I'm glad I was asked. And thank you, John and Shauna, for asking me and for continuing to ask me after I said no. Thank you for bugging the crap out of me about it. I really am grateful that they did, because I didn't realize how much gospel music we had. You know, until you get into it and you start playing it and you find out how really wonderful it is. It's not, you know, I love the staid, laid back, slow, conservative hymns that you sing in church. But, you know, I like the Holy Roller churches. I like the Baptist churches. I want to go and have some fun music for praising God. And I never had that when I was growing up. And I have found that segment of music since I have started doing the gospel show. And thank you, John, for that as well. He finds so many good songs. And he introduced Sister Rosetta. Never would have known about that. And just artists that you don't think about doing gospel, they do. Case in point. Here is a request from Victoria. Reba McEntire doing Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry. chariot coming for to carry me. Oh,
she did a good job. I really like Reba McEntire. I really like Reba McEntire. It's great. And we have... Hi, honey. How are you feeling?
Just a minute. Sorry. I tried to go a while ago. I'm out of bed.
Well, that's an improvement.
Todd's home today and suggested to set up a little bit to see how I do. I got my oxygen on. I get to coughing and lose my can't talk that much without coughing, so.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to get that irritate your throat.
I were past the irritating throat part. It was a combination of nerves and the weather changing, and he came on with a cough, and I got it, and I got worse. So,
not good.
I just wanted to say hi to everybody, and sorry I missed your show.
Well, honey, don't worry about it. When you're sick, you got to do what you got to do.
I've been sleeping a lot.
Yes.
Yeah. I was hearing you talk about your yard. I can't get out of the driveway.
My swamp?
We have to drive uphill to get out of the driveway. And there's like a valley in the middle. Can't get enough traction to get out of the yard, out of the driveway.
Yeah, I have to travel uphill to get up to the house in the driveway. So my driveway's uphill. It's just the other direction. I got to get to the house going uphill.
We got about 4 inches of snow, and now it's sleeting and snowing at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And about 26 here. It's cold.
Yeah, it's colder there than it is here. I'm still in the 30s. It got up to 39 today. So it got quite a bit warmer here than it did there. That's fine. You know what I'm thinking about, though, instead of trying to negotiate that driveway, next time I go to town or to the dumpsters or whatever, I'm just going to park at the bottom of the driveway. Just move the car into the driveway enough to get off the street and leave it down at the bottom. Then I can back up. First, I got to walk everything up. I'll get a wagon. I got to walk everything up the driveway to the house at that point, but if I have a wagon, that's okay. I can do that.
He went out to feed daughter-in-law's horses. They're still here. They called sometime this morning asking if he would go feed them because the roads were already slick.
He
didn't have a problem doing that. And when he came back, he got me up. And then he had 3 pair of pants on and 3 shirts and 2 jackets.
Yep.
And then his military hoodie thing that fits, well, you used to fit it under a hat, but it's fuzzy and it goes over your ears.
Yep.
And,
that's cold weather stuff right there. You need that.
When he went back out, he says, I'm going to put those quilted overalls on that you got me a couple of years ago. I said, whatever, you're silly for going out there. Don't fall and bust it back in.
Oh, yeah, that would not be good. Excuse me for coughing there, folks. But, yeah, that's when I moved here, my brother-in-law was saying, hey, you're moving to the South. You don't need your down coat anymore. You don't need your navy winter boots anymore. And I said, yes, I do. My comfort level says take my cold weather gear. Leave me alone. I'm taking my 30 below sleeping bag, and I'm taking my down coat, and I've got my cowboy hat. I've got the muffler that I made. I've got, you know, I'm ready for this cold weather. I got no problem with this. I've got my heavy leather jacket with the fringe. You know, so, yeah, I'm ready for, except I haven't found my navy boots yet. They better have packed them. I didn't watch that. They better have packed them. But I'll be ready. As long as I find everything, I'm okay.
This is just a tease for us because we're used to getting up to 8 inches. One winter, we got 13 inches overnight.
Oh, Lordy.
And one year we went almost 2 weeks without power because the ice on the tore down the power lines. And,
that's why I want a propane stove.
Yes, that's what we have. And we have a wood stove in the front room that we
yep.
used to heat the house with. And then he has a generator to keep the refrigerator and the freezer plugged up, and my oxygen thing is
yep.
a box thing that plugs into the wall with a long green cord on it. That way I can walk through the house. Or in my
yep.
case, they'll ride through the house.
I either need to get those plans for making a generator or buy a small Generac generator for the refrigerators. But other than that, if I have a wood stove and my propane stove, I can cook and I can stay warm. And if I can get a Generac or make a small generator, then I've got my refrigerators done up. I'll be happy. I read books. I've got oil lamps.
Yeah, when we lose power. There's power. We get our books out to start reading. Just got 3 new books. I guess it's 2 weeks ago.
Yes, I bought those books as well. Honey, don't expect them to tell you anything about Elvis. They are
okay.
a novel. It's pure fiction. They're good books. The author did a very good job writing them, but it is fiction.
Okay.
It's a novel. It's a 3-part novel.
It'll give me something to do if we lose power.
Yeah. And they're good books, you know. They're good to read, but don't take it as fact. It's not fact. It's pure fiction. But I have enjoyed reading them.
I found the one that the link was sent to me about, and I asked a question about the other two. And then I said something to Clyde about it, and I let it go. And the mail later on, down the week or so, mail run, and he says, I think this is for you. I opened it up, and it was all 3 books.
Oh, well, there you go. There you
he's
go.
He's got his brownie points back now.
Yeah. Well, I was going to get hard copy. But I opted for Kindle. I figure if I'm going to read them right away, I can just unread them, and then if I need hard copies, I can buy the hard copies later. But I don't need the hard copies because it's a fiction novel. It's a 3-part fiction novel. So I'll just read them on Kindle and enjoy them, and I'm happy. And they only cost me, well, so far it hasn't cost me anything. They didn't even charge me for them. They sent me the read-only Kindle. And they give you a certain amount of time. When you start reading one, you have X number of hours to read the whole book. But
yeah,
hey,
like,
it doesn't bother me. I do it.
It's like watching the movies on Amazon. You
exactly.
have 30 days to watch them, and then you have to read them again. But I don't pay. I have the prescription, so I can watch whatever I want to. I stay away from the ones you got to pay for.
Well, I go on Tubi, and there's another couple of services that you can get stuff free. And right now I'm watching British TV series. So,
and then there's a website called Tubi, I think.
Yes, Tubi.
Yes, Tubi. You can watch movies there also.
You can watch all kinds of stuff there, sweetheart. That's where I'm getting the British TV from. That's where I'm getting the British TV series from, is on Tubi. Yeah. And you can watch any genre of movies that you want to. They have all different kinds of movies on there. And all different kinds that you can watch. Romance series, you can watch anything. Law and Order, they have Law and Order on there. I watched the British Law and Order until I'd seen the whole thing. So, yeah. That's what I do, because I can't afford to pay for satellite TV, and the weather has not been conducive to getting my antenna up yet. So I just use my computer as a TV and don't worry about it.
Yeah. I just wanted to say hi. Sorry I missed your shows, but I've been sleeping a lot.
Well, we knew you were sick. We knew you were sick, and we knew that you had to get well, so... We knew why you weren't here, and it's okay, honey. You got to take care of yourself, and that's okay. That's good.
He's been intervening on the phone calls from my brother and my sister.
Well, that's good, because you don't sound like you should be talking.
Not really.
And you're losing your voice. You know that, right?
Yeah, everything out in Arkansas is going south, and I can't go out there, so Todd's had to handle it for me over the phone. My throat's starting to burn, so I guess that's why you'd hang up.
Yeah, you need to go before you start coughing, because that's not going to help you, for sure.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, I'll listen to the rest of the show, and thank you.
Well, thank you for letting us know how you're doing, and you keep on getting well, and you'll be all right.
I'm trying. I'm trying.
Take care, girl.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, honey. Bye-bye. All right. Well, I'm glad she called in and let us know how she was doing, because it's been over a week since I've heard from her. So, That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Call in. Let us know what's going on. I didn't put that in the library. I figured I'm going to save it for later. This next week, John sent me some things from back 2001 or thereabouts. And they're from what's called Kingtinued. And he sent me stuff off of the first CD. There's three CDs. He sent me stuff off the first one. And you're going to be getting to hear that stuff, because I've never heard them before. But you can tell who it is, and it's perfect. It's perfect. They're beautiful. And, of course, we're going to start getting the John J.B.'s in here. They need to be aired a little bit, you know? They need to be aired.
They do.
So we're going to start doing that. There's stuff, you know, that kind of stuff is coming up. It's, if John sends it to me, tells me it's Elvis, I'm going to believe him. So if I ever catch him trying to joke me out, jokes go two ways, honey. Don't do that. But anyway, okay, let's find, because I didn't put any John J.B. Gospels in, and I didn't put, I put one Kingtinued song in here, and it's a memoir to Princess Diana. And it's really cool. I remember hearing this song right after she died. It was only a couple of months later that this song came out. And I remember hearing it. They played it all the time. So I'm going to play it for you right now. It is a memorial song, but it's Sunday. We can remember people that were loved and cherished. So here is England's Rose.
Goodbye, England's Rose. May you ever grow in our hearts. You were the grace that placed itself where lives were torn apart. You called out to our country and you whispered to those in pain, now you belong to heaven, and the stars spell out your name. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never fading with the sunset when the rain set in. And your footsteps were
Cool. I'm having trouble with my phone today for some reason. It's not staying receptive, I guess you could say. So it's just going back and forth and back and forth. And, yeah, this is I had put a message in here about the tune on this, and it wouldn't send it. So I had to restart my phone, and by then you guys had already figured it out. Okay. But anyway, yeah, that tune was Goodbye Norma Jean by Elton John. But hey, you know what? Music's music, right? Yay! And it worked very well. It worked very, very well for a memorial to Diana. So, and there's another one in here. I've got it. I wrote it down. Yes, I did. There is another song in here by Chris Tomlin and Christy Knuckles. Yes, N-O-C-K. And it's done to the tune of Danny Boy. So we'll be hearing that as well. Or maybe, yeah, that. Anyway, there is a song that's done to that. And it's fantastic. I think it's great when they do that because you recognize the music. So all you have to listen to is the words. And it's great. It's totally great. So anyway, you guys did recognize who was singing that song, right? Anybody home?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, honey, I know you were busy. But it's like, you know, I can't hear anybody else because you're the only one in the studio that's unmuted right now. Victoria's there, but she just wants to be muted so she can listen, and so that's all right. And it's kind of like, okay, I think my voice worked. Is my mic working? Did anybody hear that?
Yeah, you're working well today.
Oh, wow. Hey, that's new and different, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, I'm going to play Sister Rosetta. I think Anne will be okay with that. I wouldn't want to upset her, you know. Yeah. Anyway, this is Sister Rosetta doing Didn't It Rain?
It rain, you know it rain. Oh, how it rain, rain too long. Now it rain, rain all day, rain all night, rain, rain.
Concise and to the point. No fade out. Boom. Done. I love it. I think it's great. All right. Here's one that John sent me this morning. And I love Million Dollar Quartet. You know, they muck around, they goof off, but when they finally sing, it's good. It's good. Now, do y'all remember who's in the Million Dollar Quartet? It's Elvis, Jerry Lee Lewis, Carl Perkins, and they kind of stick Johnny Cash in there just because he's tall, I guess. I don't know. I can't normally hear Johnny Cash singing, so I don't know. But the pictures show Johnny Cash there. So, you know, hey, we'll include him. What the heck? He's gone now, so we'll show the dude a little respect. You betcha. Anyway, here is the Million Dollar Quartet doing I Shall Not Be Moved.
When I cut the black and broke it out and stayed in the
hall. Hey, Daddy, you've heard the statement. Oh, boy, they're fantastic. And someday, son, you'll go cold.
Hey, Chief.
Yeah.
Jake is putting them on the
stage. Yeah,
I shall not be moved.
Just like a tree,
just like a tree,
growing in the meadow,
down by the water.
I shall not be moved. I'm on my way to glory land. I shall not be moved. On my way to glory land.
I will not be moved.
Oh, look, tree, planted by the water.
I shall not be moved.
Just like a tree that's planted by the water. And I shall not be moved.
Living below sinful world. Hardly a comfort can it fold. Striving alone to face temptation so. Now won't you tell me where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go?
Think it would have hurt his career at all to do more gospel. He stood up on that stage in Las Vegas and sang gospel, and it was great. Everybody loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. They should have let him do more gospel. Yeah. They should have let him do more gospel. It would have just, oh, Lordy, Lordy, Lordy.
You know, after all, that's where he won his awards. I mean, did they not open up their eyes?
Oh, honey, it wasn't them. It was just one person that said no.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but he had control of everything. And if he said no, it was no. And he
said no.
I don't know. Maybe he didn't like gospel music. Seeing as what, now this is speaking ill of the dead, please forgive me, Lord, but the kind of person he was would suggest gospel music hurt him. It gave him pain. You know, that's just my take on it, my opinion, but he didn't want Elvis to do gospel, in my opinion, because he didn't want to hear more gospel. He didn't want people concentrating on the gospel music. And he made it happen, and that's really very, very sad. But maybe someday, wouldn't it be cool to have another gospel album come out? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it would.
30 songs would be about right.
Yeah.
I've got my vote in. Okay.
Yeah. You might can do some. My sister Rosetta.
You know, it's too bad she's not around for them to be doing some duet. Oh, Lordy.
Oh,
wouldn't that
be
special?
Great.
Oh, my gosh. But virtual duets are okay. They really are. But I would rather have a real duet to know that they're there reacting to each other. And that's what really makes a duet special.
Right.
You know, I mean, virtual duets, yeah, they do fantastic jobs with most of those. Some of them are really bad, but most of them are good. But you know that they're not really there together doing it. And you can't ever see them do it. It's always just a recording. And I would love to have some real duets. But, you know, that's never going to happen. You know that, right? It's just not... I don't think duets are in the cards, to tell you the truth. So, and it would be real hard. Oh, wouldn't that be something to have him do a virtual duet with Sister Rosetta?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lordy. That would be good. Okay, enough dreaming. Dreaming don't get us any more music, so here we go. I have something that John sent me this morning by Carol Robertson. You know, he's the guy that, for some reason, everybody keeps mixing up with Elvis when he sings One Pair of Hands. Now, Carol Robertson is the one that sings One Pair of Hands. Elvis has never done that song. So mm-hmm. I know y'all have heard that before, but please keep it in mind because there are still so many people that think it's Elvis singing that song. It's not. Elvis is not singing One Pair of Hands. He never has.
Right.
He probably never will because of the mix-up. People think Carol Robertson is Elvis when he sings that song. It's not that way. But anyway, today, John sent me a Carol Robertson song, and it's really a comforting song. It really is. So give a listen to Sheltered in the Arms of God.
I feel the touch of hands so kind and tender. They're leading me in paths that I must draw. I have no fear when Jesus walks beside me, for I'm sheltered in the arms of God. So let the storms rage high, the dark clouds rise, they won't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God. He walks with me, and naught of earth shall harm me, for I'm sheltered in the arms of God. goes. Come home, my child, it's the last mile you must trod. I'll fall asleep and wake in God's new heaven, sheltered safe within the arms of God. So let the storms race high, the dark clouds rise, they won't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God. He walks with me, and all the earth shall harm me, for I'm sheltered in the arms of God. For I'm sheltered.
That one perfectly.
Yeah.
That would be beautiful.
Good.
Okay. Are we writing the list, kids? Are we writing the list?
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to forget any of these that he could do. It would sound absolutely beautiful. I'm losing stamps. Where did I put it? Oh, well, it doesn't matter. I can look for it later. I always did like this song because it gets up and moves. Joshua fits the Battle of Jericho.
Joshua fits the Battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fits the Battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. They got no sin. Joshua fits the Battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fits the Battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down.
Good morning, Sister Mary. Good morning, Brother John. Well, I want to stop and talk with you and tell you how I come along. I know you've heard about Joshua. He was the son of Nun. He never stopped his work until the work was done. God knows that Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down.
You may talk about your men of Gideon, you may brag about your men of Saul. There's no like good old Joshua at the battle of Jericho. Up to the walls of Jericho, he marched with spear in hand. Go blow them around, the Joshua cried, call the battle I'm in my hand. The God knows when Joshua picked the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua picked the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. You may talk about your men of Gideon, you may brag about the king of Saul. There's none like Joshua at the battle of Jericho. They tell my great God that Joshua's spirit was well nigh 12 feet long, and upon his hip was a double-edged sword, and his mouth was a gospel horn. Yet bold and brave he stood, salvation in his hand. Oh, blow them around, the Joshua cried, cause the devil can't do you no harm. God knows him. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. Then up to the walls of Jericho, he marched with spear in hand. Oh, blow them around, the Joshua cried, called the battle of men in my hand. Then the lamb round sheep horns began to blow, the trumpets began to sound. Oh, Joshua shouted glory, and the walls come tumbling down. The God knows him. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down.
Oh, I like it. I like it. I like
they're
it.
They're good ones.
Oh, yeah.
They're all good. I like all his gospel music.
I know. I know. It's fantastic. And it doesn't matter if you heard them all last week or not. Go ahead, play them again. They're still good. They still sound the same. And
right.
He's got enough of them that you can alternate them over 3 or 4 weeks. And if you go back to the same ones, that's all right. Isn't that what we liked when we were growing up in church and Sunday school, is to sing our favorite songs over and over and over?
Right.
Yeah. That's exactly that's what true. We like. Yeah. I know I taught the kids one Bible school song. Apple Red Happiness is what it was called. I had to let them sing that every week for probably a year. They didn't want to let go of it. They had fun doing it. They would stand up and they would clap, and it was like I encouraged it. I mean, you know, show your active side, kids. Let's get some energy out. This is a good song for it. And that's what we like to do, is we like to hear the same songs. Of course, if we could have another CD of different ones, we'd incorporate that into the whole mix. You know, we'd have a dang good cake.
Oh, yeah. Really?
And, you know, I am figuring out that I can make cookies and cakes and whatever without a recipe and pies. I don't need a recipe anymore. I've been doing it since I was 6 years old. And I went to get out apple pie recipe for Christmas, and I thought, why? I know how to make the crust. I know how to make the filling. I'll just make the cake, the pie, no problem. Before that, I made that chocolate cake. I didn't use a recipe for the chocolate cake. I made pumpkin cookies. Didn't use a recipe for my memory's better than I thought it was.
Well, good for you.
Well, and then you get to the point that I don't measure anything. I just okay, I know there's like a 2 cups of sugar in these cookies. So, okay. And I dump some in and say, yeah, that looks about right. And you just, I don't measure anything. I don't measure anything anymore. And it worked. Cookies and cake and bread, they're very forgiving. You can mess them up and it'll still come out good. So it's
right.
Okay. All right. I have a song that John gave me last Sunday, and I didn't get to it because I slapped my jaw way too much. So he sent it to me again this morning. So I am going to play it right now. It's, let's see, Cody Salter, not Slaughter, Salter, Jonathan Story, and Chris Goodman. And it's called He Looked Beyond My Faults and Saw My Need.
Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise, for it was grace that bought my liberty. I do not know just how he came to love me so. He looked beyond my faults and saw my need.
for grace, my soul would be a drifting ship with no safe harbor from the angry waves. But Calvary's cross shines brightly through the darkest storm, and just in time His mercy it rescues me, and I shall forever lift my eyes to Calvary, to view the cross where Jesus died for me. How
has its dramatic parts, no matter what the words are. That was the music from Danny Boy, if anybody kind of missed that. And
yeah, it was.
That's,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the third or fourth song I've heard to that music. It just seems to lend itself. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. We like that. All right. I've got something here. Do you guys know or remember who Jose Feliciano is?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Feliz Navidad. Feliz
mm-hmm.
Navidad. That's what he's most known for. But, you know, he sings a lot of different things. And I have seen him in concert. And he doesn't move around and dance around the stage because he's blind. And he has
right.
been blind as long as I can remember. He has been around since I was a kid, and he's been blind as long as I can remember. But he's got music inside his soul. And I love listening to him. I love listening to him. Well, John sent me one today that, yes, I have heard Jose sing it before, but it's always good. So here is Jose Feliciano singing My Sweet Lord, which George Harrison of the Beatles wrote and recorded. And now, so this is a cover of My Sweet Lord by Jose Feliciano.
My Sweet Lord, oh, my Lord, won't you help me, Lord? Oh, my sweet Lord, I really want to see you. I really want to be with you. I really want to see you, Lord, but it takes so long, my Lord. Oh, my Lord, my sweet Lord. I really wanna know you.
far, and I never thought that I could be a star. But I thank the Lord, wherever I am, Lord, 'cause he taught me how to play this here guitar, yeah. Hallelujah, Hare Krishna, yeah. Ave Nave, yeah, yeah. Uru Gepu, Uru Sasha. Oh, now, now, now. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce all of my friends to you. First of all, we have on bass the swinging Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas. Also, ladies and gentlemen, on keyboards, we have Mr. Greg Smith and Kenny Stang. Kenny Stang, let's hear it from both of them. On percussion, Mr. Bob Conti. Bob Conti, hey, Bobby. And his brother Harry, hey. Also, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to introduce to you on drums with the Russell Bassett, Russell Bassett, Russell Bassett, don't you know, yeah. Also, I want to thank my good friend, Mr. Lee Pfeffer on the sound, and everybody, all of the crew, and I want to thank especially you, ladies and gentlemen, for being such a great audience, and I want you to know that without you, I can't make it, hey, hey.
And just like that, they stopped the recording. But as you will notice, that was a live performance. So I guess they had to stop it somewhere. He may have gone on for another half hour for all we know, and that's fine. He's a good performer. He really is. For not being able to move around the stage and do stuff, he's a good performer. He's got the music in him. Elvis has music in him. It all works. All right. And speaking of Elvis, here's another song that I love. And there's multiple different recordings of it, so I think he loves it too. Reach Out to Jesus.
Your burden heavy as you bear it all alone. Does the road you travel harbor danger yet unknown? Are you growing weary in the struggle of it all? Just remember what to do. Reach out to Jesus. He's oppress you with its worry and its care. Are you tired and friendless? Have you almost lost your way? Jesus will help you. Just come to Him today. He is always there, hearing every prayer, faithful and true, walking by. Just remember what to do. Reach out to Jesus. Come on and reach out to Jesus. I said to reach out to Jesus. He's reaching out to you.
How can you not love that? You know? Wow. Totally wow. Okay. I'm going to play Rhonda's request now. She made this last week, and I was just hoping that I wouldn't lose it. I'm trying to get everybody to send the request to me the day before the show, and I'm putting two or three requests in each show because I need room for John's songs and my songs. And so probably three. But that's usually about how many I get. So it's fine. That'll work great. Anyway, here is Rhonda's request from Ann Wilson called My Jesus.
Are you past the point of weary? Is your burden weighing heavy? Is it all too much to carry? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Do you feel that empty feeling? Cause shame's done all it's stealing, and you're desperate for some healing. Let me tell you about my Jesus. He makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up.
Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that He can save.
Let me tell you about my Jesus. Yes. You know, it just seems that when there's trouble, if you can get yourself around to praying, Jesus is going to make you feel better. It doesn't always go away right away, but, you know, he's handling it. And I like that. That's a very comforting feeling. So, just remember that, guys. Just remember that. If nobody else is telling you about Jesus, tell yourself. There's your Bible. He's right there with you every second. All you have to do is say, hi, I need some help. And tell him what's going on. You know, it's not going to get fixed right away. But take my word for it, you're going to feel better for having told him about it. You know? And sometimes you realize that you've got your hopes and dreams. Some of them may not come true, but some of them will. And God's got them all in hand, so just let him handle it. Let him handle it. It's fine. Okay, here is something that a lot of us who lost someone or almost lost someone are still kind of dealing with. But they have some wonderful, wonderful memorial songs for all those that lost their lives in Vietnam. I kind of lived through all those newsreels and everything while they were happening, and was not a fun time. Was not a fun time. And I think what a lot of people objected to is they kept calling it a police action, but we kept having men dying. And they wouldn't let them do what had to be done to win the war. It was a police action. And that's always bothered me. That's always bothered me. More people died than was necessary because some people in charge kept their heads stuck in the sand. But that's my opinion because I went through it and that's what I saw happening a lot of times. It was not a good time. A lot of people died. A lot of people died. And it went on for so many years. It started way back in, actually, in France in the late 40s, I believe. And it continued until, I believe, 1974. So we didn't actually start sending people until the 60s. Well, it might have been the 50s. I don't recall that really too clearly. But here is one of the memorial songs. And John sent me this morning, and I thought it doesn't have to be Memorial Day to remember. It doesn't, because the memory is always there. And I thank God that my brother came home from Vietnam. They thought he had died, but stapling his dog tag to his tongue woke him up. So almost like a defibrillator, you know. But there's a lot of stuff they did there, the Agent Orange and everything, that caused these people problems. The vets have problems with that even now. My brother has a problem with that, with his lungs and stuff. So, but he's here. And I got to spend some time with him because he came back. A lot of people didn't have that privilege. A lot of people lost their loved ones completely for any togetherness on this planet anymore. So here is a memorial song for the Vietnam veterans. More Than a Name on a Wall, by the Statlers.
I saw her from a distance as she walked up to the wall. In her hand she held some flowers as her tears began to fall. And she took out pen and paper as to trace her memories. She looked up to heaven, the words she said were these.
She said, "Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And though I'd love to see him just one more time, you see, all I have are the memories and the moments to recall.
So far away. I remember just a little boy playing wars and he was free. Lord, this time I know he's not coming home to me.
She said, Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And though I'd love to see him, but I know it just can't be. So I thank you for my memory and the moments to recall.
Every one of them is more than a name on the wall. It's a memory of a loved one. And when you can see part of that wall, they used to bring segments of that wall to Wickenburg every year, and it would spend a week there. And I made it a mission, I guess you could say. I would go down there early in the morning and make a point of reading every name on that section of the wall that year. And they always brought different parts of it. It wasn't the same part all the time. And it amazed me that there were some names on there that I recognized, but I didn't know had been there. You know, there were a couple of coffins. There were some wards, and I didn't know about them being there, but they were distant relatives of mine. And when you start seeing names you recognize on that memory wall to honor those that died, it gets you. I learned to take Kleenexes. Somebody had to hand me Kleenexes one day. I learned to take Kleenexes because I would see these songs or these names of people that were relatives, and I would just start crying. That it's a very emotional thing to actually see a segment of that wall. It gets you. it really does get you. It gets to you. Think, oh, it's just stone, and they've got these names engraved on it. It's not anything, no big deal or anything, but yeah, you go and see this segment of the wall, and somebody has left someone's boots in front of it. Someone has left a soldier's memorial, which is his boots with his rifle, bayonet point up. It gets you. You don't expect it to. And there were a long time I'd say, oh, no, you can look at that, and it's not going to bother me. Hey, guess what? It bothered me. Because you realize what it means. You realize what it stands for. Those boots were worn by a soldier. That was his rifle.
Yep, it was.
And it gets you. It's like, okay, it's time to go play another song, because sitting here remembering it, it's very vivid. It's very real. And each of those names represents a real person that died, was killed in that Vietnam War. And I knew someone, I worked with them at City Hall in the city of Post Falls, and her brother was in Vietnam.
Oh, yeah.
A year or two older than she. And he was with the Corps of Engineers. He helped build landing strips for the planes.
Mm-hmm.
And he had gotten through his whole hitch and was due to go home the next day. And he was out there fixing a landing strip. And there was a bombing attack, and he was killed the day before he was going to come home. That's the kind of thing that wall represents. And I saw his name on that wall one year. They brought that segment. And it gets you. It gets you. And you begin to realize that God is real. And he doesn't always prevent bad things happening. But we always learn to trust him through those bad things. We always learn that we might not know it, there is a purpose. And that's the hardest thing to accept. Okay. I hope I've made y'all cry, because I've been crying. And if I keep thinking about it, I'm going to cry again. So instead, let's do this live performance from July 19th of 1975.
When you walk along.
Yeah. That song makes me cry anyway, and when it comes after what I've been talking about, it's like, okay, I can just fall apart at the seams and somebody will have to scoop me up and put me in a bucket. But that's okay. That's okay. I can spend time in a bucket. I spend a lot of time in a bucket after I fall to pieces. It's amazing. Okay. I am looking for a song. I've gone past my gospel section, so I got to back up. There we go. And eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Yes, down this way. This is a song that John sent me last week, and it's by Alan Jackson with Alison Krauss. The Angels Cry.
They came from near, they came from far, following a distant star to where he lay. Not being sure of what it meant, but knowing it was heaven sent, they made their way. And the creatures gathered round and didn't make a sound, and the angels cried. It filled their hearts with joy to see, and knowing of his destiny, came tears of love. And the creatures gathered round, didn't make a sound, and the angels cried. I've often thought about that night and wondered if they realized that star so bright
was sent to tell all the land the Son of God would soon become the Son of Man.
And the creatures gathered round and didn't make a sound, and the angels cried, and the angels cried, and the angels cried.
Yes, their voices blend so nicely. I love that. I wish they'd do more duets. I don't know if they have or not. It would be nice. Alan Jackson's really good, too, though. He's got a lot more gospel songs than I thought. So he just kind of eased over into gospel after he became a country star. So that's okay. That's okay. He's good at it. I like it. Here's one that John sent me this morning. Chris Tomlin and Christy Knuckles. Now, I do have three or four songs by Chris Tomlin. This is only one of them. Jesus, Son of God.
You came to
was not your home. A love like this, the world had never known. A crown of thorns to mark your name. Forgiveness fell upon your face. A love like this, the world.
That's nice. That was nice. You just kind of get into songs like that, you know? Well, hey, guys. Guess what? It is time for me to say thank you for joining me. It's gone pretty fast. It's gone pretty fast. I hope there was something that touched you, that made you realize how special the Father's love is for us and everything that it forgives, because it is special. And Jesus came and died a horrendous death because the Father said, you need to do this for me. You need to do this for all my children on that earth, past, present, and future. And even when he had agreed and was born, when it came time, he prayed to ask God, please don't make me do this. I don't want to do this. This is so hard. But then he said, nevertheless, thy will, not mine. And he went through with it, and he died that horrible death. And now we have the hope of eternal life in paradise. Now, whether that paradise that we get to have, each of us individually get to have, is in heaven with God, wherever heaven is, or if it's here on paradise on earth that he has promised to make, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter, because it's going to be beautiful, it's going to be peaceful, it's going to be perfect. And we get to take part in God's paradise, wherever we may be. I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to the people I know are going to be there when I get there, to be able to enfold them in my arms and say, hi, I missed you. Think about it. That's a rare, precious opportunity. So right now I want to say thank you to Victoria for sitting so patiently in the studio listening. I hope you enjoyed your request. I was glad to play it. It was a good one. And thank you, Rhonda, for your request. That was an awesome request. I had not heard that song before, but I did enjoy it so much. And thank you, Sue, for joining me here. I don't know if it was hard for you to sit through the whole thing or not, but I thank you for doing it. You know, it was nice to have you here. And things are going to work out. That's just how it's going to be. I said so. God said so. That's more important. God said so. So everybody else in the chat room and whoever is listening out in La La Land, wherever, thank you for joining us for this gospel show. I really hope that you got something out of it, that it touched your heart, whether it was a song or something I said, doesn't matter, because what touched you is what God needs you to know, and it's what you needed to hear from him. So, guys, take it with you through the week. Share it with somebody. Even if it's only by smiling at them or helping them get something down off the highest shelf in the grocery store, especially someone who is in one of those motorized wheelchairs. That's how you share God's love. It doesn't have to be any great big huge thing. It can be simple. But thank you so much, everybody, for joining me for this day, for this service. I hope you loved the music. It's fun to put it together and bring it to you. And I think John's probably going to think the same. He loves music, and he loves sharing it. So I had a great time. Thank you for making it that way. Thank you, John, for your help, because without you, it wouldn't be the same show. Thank you so much, everybody, for being here. And I will see you on Thursday for another great rock and roll show. Bye for now, and God bless every one of you. Rest well, have pleasant dreams, and embrace God.
And take me home with you.